Welcome to Package, the official podcast of the Liquor Stores Association of Western Australia. Your host today, Peter Kapsanis.
Great to have your company on Australia's best podcast on all things liquor. I'm your host, Peter Kapsanis. It's hard to believe 2 years have almost passed since the container deposit scheme was introduced. This is a scheme which gives you cash for your containers like plastic water bottles, cans, etc. So how many containers have we saved from landfill, and what kind of inducement can this scheme mean for those of us who keep going to our favourite local liquor store? Well, the CEO of Containers for Change, Tim Cusack, and James Mackay from Liquor Barons in Morley join me in the studio to tell me more. Tim, James, thanks for your company and welcome to the studios of the LSA, and great to have you on Packaged.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Now, Tim, let's start with you first. The CDS has been around since October 2020. What kind of impact has the scheme had on reducing landfill?
Well, since we started, 1.5 billion containers have been returned to the scheme.
Say that figure again.
1.5 billion we will hit in the next 2 weeks.
Jeez.
Which is an incredible amount of material that's all of which has been recycled, because we have to. And it's the right thing to do. And in the process, the container recycling has effectively doubled since we started. So people used to just use their yellow bin at home to recycle. Now, with the facility of the scheme, there's a lot more access, and consequently, we've been able to double the amount of container recycling, which is a fantastic outcome.
That's awesome. So it's definitely worth its while then, the scheme.
Just think about it. We've returned $150 million to the community.
Wow.
That's what it means.
Wow.
And so much of that has gone to community groups and charities who now can raise funds from the scheme through the member number facility we have, which is fantastic. And it's really being embedded really into the way we are in WA, and the range of community groups and the range of refund points we have across the state is just fantastic. So,
okay, well, I just want to hone in on a few of those things you just said. So when I ask you how many containers have been cashed in,
mm-hmm.
it's 1.5 billion, and $150 million has been returned or given, has been earned, I should say, as a result of cashing in those containers.
That's right, as refunds paid.
So yeah.
10 cents for every 1.5 billion of them is $150 million.
So. Yes. Oh, well, there you go. Every container goes a long way.
It does.
So how many people across the state have a CDS account, would you say?
Well, we've got about 180,000 members now, which is great.
So plenty of room to grow.
Plenty of room to grow. And through that process, we can get cash, the handling of cash out of the system, which is important. We've got an objective to do that. It also enables us to engage more fully with a group that are interested, so they can find out more about what's going on with the scheme easily. And we'll be launching a few initiatives later in the year that'll make that member number work even harder and better for people who are using the scheme, which is fantastic.
And where's the scheme running around in terms of the length and breadth of Western Australia? Can we find the CDS refund point in every corner of WA?
Look, we're very close to being able to make that claim. When I think about Kalumburu, which is, you know, in the northwest Kimberley, and I think the most isolated refund point in the world, all the way down to Esperance and everywhere in between, we've now got 263 refund points, official refund points, provided by 77 refund point operators, which are an enormously diverse group of organisations representing the for-profit sector and also the not-for-profit sector. So we would say we're the most diverse scheme and the most accessible scheme in Australia.
Okay. So 263 refund points, you say?
Official refund points.
So that's a good segue to bring James into the conversation. James, you're the owner of Liquor Barons in Morley. You've managed to leverage off the scheme somewhat to incentivise your customers. Tell me what you've done.
Yeah, so what we do down there is unofficially we're a collection point. I think that's what we're called. So
right.
We offer $2 off their purchase, so it's not a cashback scheme as such, but if you bring down a carton of 24, even if it's mixed between PET, aluminium and glass, you'll get your $2 off, and you can buy whatever you want in the store.
Okay, so if I'm a customer and I bring 24 cans, it's by 10 cents, it's $2.40, but you keep a 40 cents handling
correct.
Fee,
yeah.
Right?
The 40 cents handling fee.
So,
yeah.
But that's good because I can get, I can give back, I can give you my cans, my containers,
yep.
And get a discount on my next purchase.
Exactly, exactly, and it's just it's really handy when, you know, in the past people were probably just throwing them away, or they, you know, if they're time strapped, they might not necessarily have time to go to a collection point themselves. So it's two birds with one stone. They can come down, get their carton of booze and switch it out for a new one. You know, it's really handy.
And what would you say, anecdotally, I'm sure you haven't done any hard data, but I mean, anecdotally, what percentage of your customers would be using this offering that you provide?
Yeah, so look, I mean, I reckon it's probably close to 20%. So a lot of our locals, they're usually buying one or two cartons a week. And of that, of those customers that are doing that, we're usually getting, I reckon, about 50 customers a week who are returning minimum of one carton. So it's a great scheme for us.
Tim, what are your thoughts about this service that James and his team at the store in Morley are offering? 20% of customers, you know, using that service. So how does that fit in? Is that a good number?
Look, from our perspective, we looked at this initiative and think about access and convenience. So we know from our research that that consumers, the public out there, think that that's still an opportunity area for us to create more access and more convenience to the scheme. So this idea is really part of that solution. It's a local initiative at the sort of local community level. It's providing easy access to the scheme in a way that, you know, people can really easily use, and they're happy with the arrangement that James is offering
yes.
them. And like everyone sort of wins out of that. From our perspective, as I said, it represents access to the scheme. It means all of that material that may otherwise go to landfill is avoided, and we can recover that material and ensure that it's recycled, which is one of the core objectives of Containers for Change, and one which we are 100% delivering on. So the more material we collect, whether it's through the official network that we operate in our own name, together with, you know, these local initiatives that James is sponsoring in his liquor store, is whether it's coming from either way, it represents an opportunity to recover that material, which is a fantastic outcome.
Yeah, definitely. So, James, you must have a bit of storage room to be collecting all these containers.
Yes, we do. Like, to be fair, we do have a large liquor store. It's a big two-lane drive-through. We have about 12 wheelie bins out the back. So the boys, they count it up, number it on the wheelie bins. We know how much is in each wheelie bin. And then we call up You Can Recycle, and then we give them the number, and they just come down and collect them. And we're on our merry way.
Okay. And space, storage space, that must be one of the critical things to enable you to do this. Not every store would be in the same boat as you, but I would imagine that you'd be calling on your Liquor Baron colleagues and other independent local stores to do more of the same where they can.
Of course. I mean, I understand we are in a unique position where we do have a lot of space, and we do have the capacity to do that. But from a store perspective, it's been a really good move for us. I find that the locals love it. It keeps the locals local. It's just another reason for them to shop with us. And I definitely know we are getting new customers as well. I'm seeing new faces that are coming down every week to drop off their carton to pick up a new one. So we're growing our business from it.
Right. Okay. So it's definitely a worthwhile and beneficial community engagement arm for you.
Agreed.
For sure. All right.
Yeah.
So give me some history of the store. How long have you owned it? You're only, because my understanding is you've got a biotechnology background.
That's right. Yeah. So you've gone from biotechnology when I was in uni.
Biotech technology.
Yeah.
Okay. So you've gone from this whiz kid to a liquor store owner.
Well, I mean, what can I say? I've had this Bottle-O for about 9 years now. It's just so much fun. I mean, I can't really describe it any other way. Like, I love the locals. I love the banter. We're involved with our local sports clubs. You know, we sponsor them, and it's just a, you know, for us, it's a way of life.
Right.
You know, the hours are really crazy that we work. The customers are so friendly. I mean, I love talking about booze. I like selling booze.
We say alcohol here, James.
Yeah. Of course, yeah. Yeah, so I mean, there's nothing really bad that I can say about owning a Bottle-O, you know?
Yes, all right. Well, and an independent liquor store, I might add.
Independent liquor store, of course.
Yes, all right. And you've had it for 9 years, and doesn't sound like you'll be selling up anytime soon. You're having too much fun.
Having too much fun. I chose the correct occupation. I'm sorry, biotechnology.
Yes, we won't let the universities hear this interview. What else is happening across the CDS spectrum?
The future for us is to build further, as I said, on access and convenience. So we'll be opening up before the end of the year another 30 official refund points.
Wow.
Across metropolitan Perth, and that'll be in areas that are underrepresented now by the formal network, mostly because of planning reasons, but there are other types of refund points we can put in place that do meet all the planning requirements. So we'll be running a process with our existing refund point operators and installing more refund points.
Let me just cut in just 1 second, because I think I want to sort of bring James to this. So would it be too complicated or difficult for a liquor store to be an actual refund point?
Look, at this stage, we've got 77 refund point operators in the network.
Yes.
And keeping those operators viable and continuing to build and sustain those businesses is our number one priority. So we're not actually at this point looking to bring new operators in. But, you know, James has found a way that adds value to his business, and we'd encourage others who want to do that to explore that.
Yes.
With their local refund point operator. So James has chosen You Can Recycle, which is one of those 77 that operators, but they're of course scattered all over the city, so they're not hard to find, or you can just get in contact with us. You know, if you would like to know more, either via the website or an email address, which is getinvolved@warrell.com.au. So there's a few ways to get in contact with us if you'd like to explore, and we can help match up partners.
Sure.
If there are other outlets that would like to get involved in a similar way. But our to answer your question about Rain Square, which is it's a really interesting and excellent example of that organisation has a big sustainability objective, and they saw this as an opportunity to promote recycling within the retail precinct of that development. It's an icon sort of destination location in the middle of the CBD, so obviously we thought this was a fantastic idea to create focus for the scheme, promote the brand, provide a physical opportunity for people to donate in that situation. And we're of course looking to explore all those opportunities, because for us it all gets back to the same thing. It gets back to providing more access to the scheme, more facility, the ability to separate the containers so they don't end up in landfill. Just think about this, how much opportunity there's still out there. Since we started, $84 million of refunds have been buried in landfill. Just think about that. That's how much material has gone to landfill since we started. Now, admittedly, it's less than what it was before, but that's still an enormous amount of potential out there for the community generally, and for really activist community groups to get their hands on some of that money. So the more access opportunities there are, the more we can avoid that material going to landfill, you know, burying all that potential money and also losing all of that material from the sustainability stream as well. So there's that's the sort of the core focus of us going forward.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, look, it's been another insightful conversation with you, Tim. And, 1.5 billion containers have been returned since the inception of the container deposit scheme in October 2020.
Yeah. You know, if we laid them end to end,
yes,
that would wrap around the earth nearly seven times.
Wow.
They would go to James's store 14,000 times. To and from here to there, right, would be 14,000 times.
Wow.
Is the amount of containers that have been returned to the scheme.
Right, so how many Optus stadiums would it fill?
About seven.
About seven.
Oh.
Wow, there you go. Jeez, and there's still capacity to grow given there's 200,000 members.
So that's the thing. Like right now today, we're collecting about 65% of what's been put into the marketplace, sold into the marketplace. So, as you know, we've got this big objective of getting 85 back, which is our immediate goal. So, you know, we're relatively happy with what we've achieved so far, but there's still a lot more to go.
Mm. Yes.
And we're this example we're talking about today is no doubt part of that ability to get more of the material back to the scheme, and we're excited about that.
Yes, and it's, look, congratulations, James, on a stellar move from yourself, and it's a great initiative from you, and it's good to see local operators, retailers really embracing this, isn't it, Tim?
Sure,
you must be really excited and buoyed by this. And I mean, you touched on it a moment ago, but if every retailer, you know, if half the retailers in the interim offered something like this, it'd go a long way.
100%. Absolutely. And we love the innovation. We love the idea behind it. And yeah, so hopefully it'll get bigger and stronger and better going forward, James.
Great. Looking forward to it.
Tim, thanks again for dropping in. As I said, it was another excellent, insightful conversation. Can't wait till we get that updated, those updated numbers in the weeks and months ahead. And James, congratulations on your venture and your enterprising. And look, the biotech industry's loss is definitely the liquor industry's gain, and the sustainability aspect as well. So look, lovely to meet you, James, and see you again, Tim. And Tim, definitely look forward to seeing you at our 70th anniversary celebrations at our annual awards night in October.
Looking forward to that.
All right. Thanks again, gents.
Thank you.